from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, new this afternoon, Philadelphia Mayor Parker took to X to share that an agreement has been reached for the Sixers to stay in Philadelphia once their current lease at the Wells Fargo Center ends after the 2030-31 season. Specifics about the agreement were not shared in the post, but she mentioned her commitment to work with and support Center City's Chinatown. Now, this comes as New Jersey had been trying to entice the team to relocate to Camden. The mayor of Atlantic City and his wife, who is the superintendent of the city school district, have been indicted on charges of child abuse months after their shocking arrest. 50-year-old Marty Small Sr. and 47-year-old Laquita Small were both indicted for child endangerment. Small Sr. was also indicted for terroristic threats and aggravated assault. The Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office has said incidents of abuse involving their teen daughter happened in December and January. Jersey lawmakers have seen enough shoplifting and smash-and-grab operations, so a new bill looks to upgrade penalties for criminals who organize these theft rings and repeat offenders.
It's not just the illegal profits. You know, you're now putting retail employees at risk.
State Senator Holly Schapese says other states have been cracking down on organized retail theft, so more of the illegal activity is flowing into New Jersey. Save Bambi. That's what some Saddle Brook residents are pushing for. Hundreds have signed a petition to stop the town from enacting a deer hunt.
I haven't seen anyone that is really for it. If they are, maybe they're quiet. But I've seen a lot of people pretty against it because a lot of this town really likes the wildlife that's around.
Officials say the hunt is necessary for public health and safety. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. A food chain not seen in New Jersey has announced plans to expand here, the Red Chicks. The food is described as, quote, the crunchiest, most flavorful hot chicken around, inspired by Nashville's hot chicken with a West Coast influence. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 103 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're still watching pockets of rain stream through New Jersey this evening. Now let's look at what comes next. This storm system will linger over the ocean for the next 48 hours or so, keeping our forecast pretty unsettled. That means clouds and coastal showers. I really hope that we dry out and clear out just in time for the weekend. Fingers crossed. The chance of rain continues tonight. Localized downpours are still possible. It's going to feel pretty sticky as lows only dip into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, a few showers around, mainly along the coast, hit or miss type stuff. Mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, highs lower to mid-70s. Friday, we get a resurgence of spotty showers with lots of clouds, highs lower 70s. And then the weekend, can't rule out an isolated shower. Otherwise, sun and clouds, highs in the 70s on Saturday, near 70 degrees on Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Clinton, it's 74 degrees, Jackson 75, and Millville is also 75 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. They're family-owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small-town courtesy with big-city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood, or you can do it from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.